Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for The Christophers, and today I'll be talking with actor Jim Caviezel, who plays real-life high school football coach Bob Lattiser in the movie When the Game Stands Tall. Jim is going to discuss why he sees Coach Lattiser as a Christ-like role model for young men, and why When the Game Stands Tall is a movie for the whole family. In addition, Jim will tell us how his faith serves as the foundation of his life as an actor, husband, and father, and he's even going to share his Jimmy Stewart impression, revealing a piece of advice the beloved actor once gave him. We'll be covering a lot of ground, so stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and my guest today is actor Jim Caviezel. If you're a person of interest fan like me, you're used to seeing Jim on TV every week as action hero John Reese. But now Jim has taken on an important movie role as well. He plays real-life high school football coach Bob Lattiser in When the Game Stands Tall. The film was inspired by the true story of the De La Salle High School football team's 151-game winning streak and how they handled the situation when they eventually lost a game. It's ironic that with Coach Lattiser's record, he never focused that much on winning games, but instead, he wanted to make sure he was training his students to be young men of character. The wins were more a byproduct of that approach. Jim is joining me today to discuss both Coach Lattiser's Christ-like approach to life as well as his own. To tell us more, I'm happy to welcome to Christopher Close-Up, Jim Caviezel. Hey, Jim, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Tony.
Well, now let me start by saying that I really loved When the Game Stands Tall, because on the one hand, you've got this, it's an outstanding film, an inspiring sports story, but you've also got a lot else going on. It's dealing with themes like faith, hope, hard work. What was it about this true story of Coach Bob Lattiser and the De La Salle High School that made you want to take this role?
Well, I think the big part of it was role models.
Mm.
You know, things changed in the 80s when, you know, the old saying came out, I'm not your kid's role model.
Yeah.
And I think that has hurt our culture tremendously.
Yeah.
That I can pretty much do whatever I want, whenever I want it. And Pope John Paul came to the United States. He says, every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought.
Right, right.
And he also said to set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be a saint. That you weren't made to fit in. That you were born to stand out.
Right.
Bob Lattiser has these principles. What is this movie about? Well, this is a longest sport. The movie begins with a long sports history of De La Salle, where they've won 151 football games in a row. This is the biggest longest winning streak in the history of all sport. And Bob Lattiser did it by not focusing on winning,
mm-hmm.
but focusing on their character, their hearts, the things that Pope John Paul talked about. Really, really, you know, real true conversion.
Yeah.
And these boys go through this conversion. When they go out on that field, their hearts are so swollen. Their eyes are glazed over from the love that they feel for each other, and they play out of their mind.
Yeah.
And they do it as a team, as a brotherhood.
Yeah, there's no I there. There's always the struggle between ego and team spirit, but Coach Ladd taught them about to focus on the team.
Yeah, but there's so much. Here's the thing. I played 17 years. I had a basketball in my hand every day for 17 years since I was a little guy. And I have seen more times than none, you know, coaches, most of them weren't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them, or most of them, were just milquetoast. and the greatest ones were just something about them. They were authentic. And, you know, when you look at the Christian life, the Christian way or whatever, many people go out and they claim, you know, one thing and they do another.
Sure.
I remember hearing as a boy, you call me way, you walk me not. You call me light, you see me not. You call me truth, you believe me not. If I depart from you, blame me not. For in this country now, we are only too happy to go with the flow.
Yeah.
We have enshrined a freedom now where all choices are equal, no matter what the consequences are.
Yeah.
And this is not so with this man.
Mm-hmm.
He truly loves his boys. And let me tell you, he really puts his money where his mouth is. At the end of the movie, John Madden, the famous coach, you know, Madden football, sure. Madden, mm-hmm. you know, all the kids that play the video games, Madden, you know, is one of the big, I would say, gurus of football philosophy. And he talks about, at the end of the movie, when you see it, he talks about Lattiser.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that could have gone out and made big time seven figures. And he chose, and there would have been no problem with it, but he chose to stay. He would have made that, obviously, coaching NFL or college football, and he turned those jobs down.
Right.
Because his boys, he felt that the college and the pro, those kids were already there. These kids there, they were coming to him, were on the way, and he stayed.
Yeah.
He stayed to take care of them.
Yeah.
And it reminded me a little bit of Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life.
I was just going to go there. You beat me to it.
If he hadn't been born, what would have happened?
Yeah.
You know, there were so many things in that movie. Every year I have it over my mantle at home. It hits me. You know, and I met Jimmy Stewart, and I made a promise to him.
Wow.
He says, you're young man, whatever you do, you'll make good movies. And so what is a good movie? A story that has redemption to it. A story that has a real power behind it, real love. And that's what Lattiser teaches, real love.
Yeah, yeah.
Real responsibility. He said to his team, and I quote him, he says, we're not asking you to play a perfect game. That's impossible. What we're asking of you and what you should be asking of yourselves is to give a perfect effort on every play from snap to whistle that you can be depended on. Love means that you can depend on me.
Right.
And those boys that look him in the eye, he loves them.
Yeah.
And they play out of their mind. And that is true authenticity. And why aren't more coaches like that? I'll tell you why. It's the big three-letter word. The worst three-letter word ever, ego.
Mm.
Edge God out. Edge God out. Yeah. There's no place. You know, there you heard the old saying, I'd rather score 40 points and lose a game mm-hmm. than score 1 point and win.
Yeah, yeah. It's more about self-aggrandizing, yeah.
Yeah, so, I think authenticity is very, very important because there was nothing more authentic than Christ.
Sure.
And Lattiser takes that seriously. He really follows the Savior, and I was so lucky that they came to me for this movie. I was like, well, okay, you know, I play, this is the second coming of Jesus. I get to play it. But, you know, he lives it, you
yeah.
know, and I, in the Passion of the Christ, I didn't know how to do that movie. I prayed a lot, and I used the sacraments and everything like that, but really it was just the Lord inside of me saying, look, you've seen me all along. You've seen them in your parents. You've seen them at this day over here and your wife right here and your child here and your friend Michael W. over there. And these people together really are I've been there all along. And they've become the walking presence of Christ in my life.
Yeah.
And I always said, look, I don't want to play Jesus. I want him to play me. But that was really all that was. And the same
yeah.
thing, I said, Lord, this Lattiser is off the same vine of Christ.
Absolutely.
And that's real courage to me.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'm talking to actor Jim Caviezel about his movie, When the Game Stands Tall. He plays Coach Bob Lattiser, a high school football coach with a pretty impressive winning streak. His team had a 151-game winning streak, and over the course of his career, he had 399 wins versus 25 losses. And Jim's just talking about how Coach Lattiser is really an example of Christ, which is appropriate for this show because we're sponsored by the Christophers, whose name means Christ Bearer. So I appreciate you bringing that into the conversation, Jim. How mm-hmm. big a role do you think that when Coach Lattiser related to his kids? Because we see the team praying the Our Father in the movie. What role did faith play for the team, do you think?
There's no separation of love and God.
Mm-hmm.
The one true God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that is love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And Our Lady, she brings it in the most perfect way. And we're being released on August 22nd, so I want all those Catholics out there to show up. I want you to send a message to my industry
mm-hmm.
that you're there. But I will tell you this, it's very simple. This is a great film. You don't have to see it. And movies like this will never get made.
Yeah.
They'll look at me and say, nope. And that could happen. It's a very apathetic time. But I always say that, you know, why would I be interested in this? Well, I've got three kids, and I'm concerned about them in this time period, you know?
Yeah.
Status quo ain't cutting it for heaven. Status quo is perdition.
Yeah.
It's perdition. And we can't be happy with that, you know? And so I sat there and said, well, I got to find a film out there that my kids can watch that, you know, they can be proud of their father for. I wanted to be proud. Of me, and I'm lucky to be a father of these three, and doggone it, man, I got to go out and, you know, when I had the opportunity to play Lattiser, I'd go out there and say, you know, Lord, I want them to see this film, I want them to be moved, and I want those that are out there that think that they have no hope, they have no chance, that they know they're loved.
Right, right.
They know they feel your love.
Yeah.
And that will eventually lead them to other films I've done, especially The Passion.
Sure.
And
sure.
That is what really, you know, why is this important?
Mm-hmm.
If you are really a Christian, you really want to have people look at you and say, that man is a walking, that lady, that girl, that boy is a walking image of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I need that.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that. What I found with Lattiser and how I, you know, got to play him was the fact that I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. But I feel the pains of missing heaven, wanting to be there someday, and not, you know, Lord, and say, you know, I didn't get it done for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I want to lay it out there, everything I got. Said, yeah, I'm a sinner. I love you, and I wish I wasn't, but I did the best you know I could. I want others to feel the same way, that when they die, that He just runs to them.
Yeah. I'm Tony Rossi, and you're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'll be back in a minute to continue my conversation with Jim Caviezel, but first, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
When Father James Keller founded the Christophers, he chose the organization's name because it means Christ-bearers in Greek. He wanted to encourage everyone to discover their God-given talents, combine their faith with action, and change the world for the better. For ideas on how you can be a Christ-bearer in your own life, the Christophers have prepared a news note called Being a Christopher. It's filled with quotes and insights from Father Keller himself, who once explained, "The presence of even one Christopher in any environment is a blessing, a channel of grace, and a step in the right direction. It's like a tiny pinpoint of light that is greater than the encircling darkness." To request your free copy of Being a Christopher, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and I'm talking today with actor Jim Caviezel. Jim is discussing his role as high school football coach Bob Lattiser in the movie When the Game Stands Tall. It's a true story about the De La Salle High School football team's 151-game winning streak, the longest in sports history, and how that team eventually handled losing, and then, of course, how Coach Lattiser's Christ-like leadership formed his team into young men of character. Now, here's more of my interview with Jim. One of the big themes in the movie is that the humble will be exalted. And I think throughout the course of the story, it's referenced in the biblical frame, but it's also just in the story. So that was a really impressive way they weave that into.
Yeah, we're all adopted children in some ways. You know, I got three adopted children, you know, but they know they're loved. They know they're loved. Absolutely. I tell my son that all the time. You know how much you're loved by me, how I think about you all the time. I represent Christ, I represent the Father, I represent St. Joseph. Carrie represents the Blessed Mother and many great saints. And so those are my heroes, and I talk about them. And the great saints that were martyred.
Right.
That laid their lives down for Jesus. These boys, you know, they go out and they play football, but they go to a place of where the pain really doesn't hurt them. Physical pain that you and I would scream at, they don't feel that same pain because what takes away that pain is the love for their teammates.
Right.
Coach Lattiser, he would talk about, you know, many coaches would say, you know, go out and hit them. You know, in a game, you hit somebody, says, hey, not how hard you're going to hit somebody. It's how hard you're going to get hit if you get back up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is in life. These are the growing blocks of adversity in their life.
Yeah.
There's a scene in the movie where one of the boys, he loses his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's got nobody.
Yeah.
And Lannister looks at him and says, hey, you've got 68 brothers out there right now that love you.
Right.
And they are your family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they have. And that's the De La Salle community. Those guys come together. And a lot of them don't have, you know, they're single parents. How are you going to teach a boy that doesn't have a father how to be a father?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's built right there in there in that program.
Right. So you talked to actual students who were coached by Coach Bob Lannister?
Well, sure.
So
that's one thing that I realized when I talked to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to high school, and some kids, you know, get caught up in their high school years were the best years of their life.
Yeah.
This is not that. They were the best years in this way, in a positive moving forward direction, not a backward, but a forward moving direction,
mm-hmm.
that they would go out and become great leaders, that they would go out and do something in society, that there would be positive influence. They would use their Christian faith to help bring others in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we see a lot of boys and their teenagers and their boys and you think, well, when they turn 30 or 25, they become men. That's not necessarily true anymore.
Yeah.
I know a lot of 40 and 50 and 60-year-old guys. And what's the difference between a man and a guy?
Mm-hmm.
The guy never accepts responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Never accepts it. In order to be a man, you have to step up to your responsibility. And so the world... Why go with all the winds and the things that the world offers when you go with God, you work on your character, and the winds are just a byproduct of love.
I mean, with your busy schedule, do you have time for prayer to stay connected to God in the way that you really want to be?
If I don't pray, I have no gratitude and no appreciation.
Mm.
If I lose those two things, I have no zest for life. And why would I want to live?
It's a good approach.
That's what I see. That's why prayer is so important because, you know, what the world thinks of me is far less than what God thinks of me.
Mm-hmm.
The world at its best can like you. That's it. Because the world does not produce love.
Mm-hmm.
Love only comes from God.
Yeah.
So you can choose to either be liked by many or loved by one.
Yeah. No, and I think the way the culture defines love nowadays, it's mostly like a feeling. But what you're talking about, it's an action that involves sacrifice. And that's what Coach Lannister was teaching to his kids by example, right?
Well, the world doesn't want suffering.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, suffering will come because disobedience is the choice.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, can I be greater than the suffering that is around me? For example, you know, fasting and prayer, what fasting and prayer can do to chase away demons is so powerful. It's right there in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it very, very personally. And I when I go through that suffering, when I've lost this, when I've taken away those little things, you know, I went to this place called Medjugorje, and on Monday and Wednesdays you go on bread and water. And, you know, it was tough at first, but I felt so exhilarated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like when you start. I got into swimming, and I started swimming, and I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I had to be in the swimming pool by 5:30. And it was hard getting up that early, but then the habit was formed, and then my body got incredible shape. And after I was swimming that day, I would go out with my friends and have a Starbucks coffee, and I felt so alive,
mm-hmm.
and I could see people. You know, that slept until 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever, in Hollywood. And they'd have their coffee. They would be like, oh, you know, I got to go to work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I felt so alive. You know, I felt great. When I've never, after an exhilarating workout, I've never walked in and said, gee, why did I do that? After I'm taking a shower, I feel great. I feel fantastic.
A little sacrifice goes a long way in building you up.
Oh, it does because I realize I'm not being run by my flesh.
Right.
That I'm not a slave to my own body.
Right.
It's not jerking me around. And God gives me the strength and the fortitude to overcome that. You know, and these guys come up to me and they say, oh, you know, you're in Hollywood and the girls this, that. And I go, what do you think, I'm a dog?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no control over my own my bodily faculties here.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to, and I talk to young men, I said, you are like, you could be, if you were given a great gift, what would you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, if I had the gift like a warrior, I would do what I want when I want it because I have that gift. And I said, you would be like a barbarian then.
Mm-hmm.
Take what you want when you want it. And I said, and there are a lot more of those, but the few, the proud, now you're going to think the Marines, they're the knights.
Yeah.
And their armor isn't shiny. It's got chinks in it.
Mm-hmm.
But one knight can lose so many barbarians.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I found my princess, is my queen, my wife, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going through having the best life, being obedient to God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, what does this have to do with the tea in China or the... When the game stands tall,
uh-huh.
Role models.
Right.
Role models.
Right.
Those role models. I saw John Wooden.
Mm.
I say it in Bob Lattiser. The role models that may, I would not be where I'm at without those role models. The value of this film is role models.
Right.
And the focus is love. Yes, you mentioned earlier that we do the Our Father in it. Is it popular in Hollywood? Probably not.
But everywhere else it is.
You're right. We are a part of a faith that's about 1.2 billion. If you add our brothers in there, there's 2.2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those, many of them are not authentic right now, but you know, there was a time when I was not in such a great place and things that I saw, movies that I saw, Jesus of Nazareth being one of them, woke me up and said, I can be better than this. The movie Glory woke me up. The movie The Mission woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
Charlton Heston's Ben-Hur woke me up. Jimmy Stewart's, several of his films, but especially It's a Wonderful Life,
yeah,
got me moving in the right direction. I happened to meet him, and he gave me some great words of wisdom, and I said, I too got to do the right thing.
That's incredible. That's a wonderful story. And everybody really should go see When the Game Stands Tall, like Jim's been talking about today. It's a football movie, but it's also more than that. It's got themes like faith, hope, hard work, dealing with suffering. One of the things I appreciate is that it wasn't simplistic, because Coach Lattiser, he struggles with faith when bad things happen. So this is a movie for the whole family, for moms, for dads, for kids, for teens. So listen to Jim Caviezel. He's telling everybody to go to the theater and see this movie on Friday, August 22nd. So they can make more movies like this. Well, Jim, what are your final words for our audience today? What do you want to say about
this? Well, you go to the movie and you want to be entertained, you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember watching there have been so many great coaches, but I got to tell you, George Raveling, John Wooden, Lenny Wilkins, guys that I grew up that had personal experience, but I remember this one guy got up. And he was played in the NBA, and he was just a middle-level player, but he played in the NBA. Nonetheless, for me, that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him speak, and he said, he talked about his life and what he had accomplished, and he says, guys, my mom died. And then he stopped, and he paused, and I started crying.
Mm.
It was awakening my heart. I was crying.
Yeah.
And I cried for him because he said, I will give everything, every accomplishment I've ever had, if I could just have my mother back. And I will tell you right now, I knew that man meant that when he said that. He would give all the money to get his mom back.
Mm-hmm.
And you cry like that in this movie, but you laugh.
Yeah.
And you cry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You walk out of this movie, and you don't feel Sin City. You feel alive.
Yeah.
You feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
You feel alive. You feel reborn. You said, I can do anything, you know? And that... When my, you know, son came out of there, I could try to explain what the movie was to him. And, you know, I'm his dad, and
mm-hmm.
I'll always be his dad. But he saw me as that character, and he saw the best parts of who I am.
Right.
And
right.
I think that people have to get to that place now, that we need those role models.
Yeah.
We need to step up in our faith. And one way or another, we're going to meet our end. And let's meet it with love.
Absolutely.
I fought the fight, did whatever it was. And this is one of those inspiring movies for this generation. It'll be one of the best sports films ever to come out. The critics are already raving about it.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of them, what is important to you? And I think 2 hours I could do it, all the years explaining to my children and my friends. And they can walk into this movie and they just get it.
Yeah.
And it's not just a football movie. You don't say, well, this is a football. I'm not into football. It's not a football movie.
Mm-hmm.
Far greater. It's about life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about choosing selflessness over selfishness, which I think kind of defines what Coach Bob did during his career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's what I think in our deep, most people are really good. This is what generally what people want.
Mm-hmm.
It just, this is what makes people stand tall when the game stands tall.
Right, right. There was a football documentary came out a couple of years ago called Undefeated, and there was another coach in there, Bill Courtney, and one of the things he said was football doesn't create character, it reveals character. And it sounds like Coach Lattiser revealed a lot of character in himself and got it out of his team in teaching them.
So probably from the same book, What a Man Does in Private is Who He Really Is.
Yeah. Again, everybody should go see When the Game Stands Tall, starring Jim Caviezel and Michael Chiklis and Laura Dern and a lot of other wonderful people. Like he was saying, whether you're moms or dads, whether you like football or you don't like football, this movie's got something for everybody. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry. It'll make you feel. Leave the theater elated. So, Jim, thanks so much for being on the show today, for doing the movie, and for being so open about your faith and for choosing to do a movie like this that can influence people for the better. Like you said earlier, you were talking about all the movies that influenced you. Movies can influence us. These stories can influence us. So thank you for choosing well what you do.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Jim. Now, before we end today's show, here's another message the Christophers would like to share with you.
Every once in a while, we come face to face with someone who has borne the weight of the world on their shoulders without losing hope or crumbling under the pressure. How are some people able to cope in circumstances that would debilitate the rest of us? The short answer is that their perseverance is grounded in faith. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called Persevering Through Pain and Struggle. It shares stories and reflections that will help you endure challenging times by relying on the promise of God's love. To request your free copy of Persevering Through Pain and Struggle, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and to our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineers for today's show are Josh Solomon and Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.